Our favorite Sunday is here, Selection Sunday. Your football playoff primer is next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Sunday evening at 7 on Fox Sports Detroit and FoxSportsDetroit.com, the qualifiers and first-round pairings for the 2015 MHSAA football playoffs will be announced. So to get you ready for your journey to the finals, here's a rundown on how teams make the tournament and how they're placed in brackets. The majority of the teams in the 11-player field will be those winning 6 or more games playing 9-game schedules, and those with 5 or more wins playing 8 or 7-game schedules. Heading into this weekend's action, 165 schools had already qualified by win total, and another 90 schools were just one win away. Of those 90 schools, 24 go head-to-head this weekend. So you could say our working number of qualifiers is really 177, and there's 66 schools a win away. And for you number crunchers out there, about 30% of those schools a win away are playing opponents this weekend with 6-2 or better records. Waiting in the wings are 75 schools with 4-4 records heading into this weekend's games who are hoping to be in that group of teams that finish 5-4 that score playoff berths. Since 1999, there's been an average of 239 automatic qualifiers each year. Once the qualifiers by win total are determined, the playoff field is filled out with those teams with 5-4, 4-3, and 4-4 records with the highest playoff point averages proportionally added from classes A, B, C, and D. Once the field is set at 256, the schools are ranked by enrollment, and break lines are drawn every 32 schools to create 8 divisions. The 32 schools in each division are then placed on their own maps, drawn into districts of 4, and then those districts are paired to create 4 regions of 8 teams each. Within districts, the team with the highest playoff average hosts the 4th place team, and the 2nd place team hosts the 3rd place team. For the first 3 weeks of the playoffs, the team in a pairing with the highest playoff point average will host, regardless of the distance between the two schools. Semifinals, the weekend before Thanksgiving, will be played at prearranged sites. The 5th annual 8-player tournament will take the top 16 schools by playoff average and divide them into 2 regions of 8 and then districts of 4 teams. That 4-week playdown concludes on November 20th at Greenville High School. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Portage Central sophomore Billy Duo, who won the number one singles title at the Division II Lower Peninsula Boys Tennis Finals on Saturday and finished an undefeated season, winning every single set he played in 2015. And in the Lower Peninsula Girls Golf Finals, Maple City Glen Lake junior Nicole Cox took medalist honors for the 2nd straight season. Water is a critical nutrient for student athletes. Dehydration can cause muscle cramping and fatigue. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And to wrap things up about Selection Sunday and the upcoming football playoffs, all 9 of the championship games will be televised by Fox Sports Detroit. The 8-player final and the Division 4 final games will be shown on a delayed basis on cable, but stream live on FoxSportsDetroit.com. The other 7 games will all be live on Fox Sports Detroit. Each week on the road to Ford Field, Fox Sports Detroit will have live streaming video of 4 playoff games on the Prep Zone on FoxSportsDetroit.com. MHSAA.tv will offer live streaming of selected Saturday games each week, and the weekend of the semifinals, all 16 games will be live on the internet. So tune in Sunday night at 7 for the Selection Sunday show on Fox Sports Detroit, and when the show is over at 8, you can view all of the qualifiers and pairings on the MHSAA website. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.